All right, hello, Idiots on Braid, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news, so you don't have to. With me, as always, is my good friend Jake. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
Jake is a stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And with both of us is Wayne Russell, stand-up comedian in, is it Maine, did I remember?
Boston for me. Boston area.
Oh, well, there you go. Boston area.
Thanks for being here.
Maine is in the Boston area.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Yeah, no worries. I'm showing my guns today because I just played pickleball because I'm old and that's what old people do. Jump right in. Let's start with the biggest news story of the week. Chiefs kicker, Harrison butt kicker, pissed everybody off. He congratulates women graduates and says most are excited about motherhood. Okay, I'm just going to say right off the bat, I don't understand why everybody's pissed about this. He's obviously a right-wing douchebag Catholic. He's going to think right-wing douchebag Catholic thoughts. And he was speaking at a Catholic high school. He didn't even get asked to a college because he's a kicker. You know, like Mahomes would get asked to give a speech at a college. He got asked to give a speech at a high school. Here's the one thing I think he did wrong.
I would expect this kind of language at a trade school. Not a high school, though. This is bullshit. Electricians, they expect to hear this kind of talk when they got those checkered hats on.
Oh, maybe it was a maybe it was a college. I thought for a second, I thought I read something that said it was a high school.
But it was a Catholic college.
Okay. Either way, he's playing to his audience. He's a dipshit. He's playing to a dipshit audience. But I've been reading reports saying that women in the crowd were like, why is this asshole telling us this? They didn't appreciate it. But here's my twist. Everybody has different thoughts and beliefs. What he could have said, and it still would have pissed people off because it's still pretty stupid. He's obviously a stupid guy. He could have said, hey, ladies, guess what? You get to do whatever you want. If you want to have a career, great, good on you. If you want to be a mom, great, good for you. If you want to be a mom and have a career, great, good on you. You know, go do what you want. That's an acceptable speech. But the idea that, you know, you can have a career if you want, but my wife is a kept woman. She loves The Handmaid's Tale. I don't understand the outrage. We know people think like that. Why do we get angry when they? It's good that they say it out loud because it's like, oh, there's someone I never have to pay attention to again. Like you remove the myth of, oh, he's a football player. It must be so cool. Oh no, he's just an asshole that can kick a ball well. Like I don't get angry. I don't care.
Well, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, in this age of the internet, I don't know why people are so surprised every time somebody comes out and says something that you disagree with. I mean, he's probably right. There probably were a lot of people there that were like, yeah, I want to have a family and kids and enjoy that life. If it's not for everybody, then that's fine. But why are people so surprised that somebody who has the opportunity to give that to his wife is going to go out there and say it?
I mean, yeah, I would get it a little more if it was at a regular college and not a Catholic one. Was what he said that different than anything else? Any of the priests coming in with their professor jackets with the leather shoulder patches and the little white neck thing still? Were those guys saying anything different to them in the classrooms? No, those guys were saying not only should women have babies after they get out of here instead of going to the workplace, we will not allow them in leadership roles in our church. And if we diddle any kids, by golly, we're just getting transferred to another Catholic college. You know, like they were going hog wild in these classes. So I don't understand why you're shocked at this.
I didn't even think of that. I think you just said what is now my favorite part of this. The college itself, which is a right-leaning conservative Catholic religious, they said, hey, ladies, come on in. We'll take your money, but don't expect to do anything with those degrees because that's not really how we roll. So literally it is the college is taking their money. But yeah, when they give the lectures, it's like, it's good you got an education, but you were probably really here to meet your husband. Yes. I hope you found someone that had a good major. You know, like,
I'm glad you learned a lot in college because now you'll be able to pass it down to your children because you're stuck in the house now. And they're so behind the times, they don't even realize we don't need to teach our children shit. We have Miss Rachel for that, bro. Just put that on in the background.
Miss Rachel's passed my kids. Is that the new PBS internet.
Yeah, she's on YouTube and she teaches them how to say mama and dad and all that good stuff.
Man,
parenting's
teaches
them
got,
about barnyards.
It's literally Wall-E when they go by the little room and the like they're teaching in the A is for or B is for by and large. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I throw Miss Rachel on. I never have to parent again. It's awesome. Miss Rachel is their dad now. It rocks.
And you just put a little hamster food pellet machine up and they.
That's right. Miss Rachel teaches them how to use the hamster machine. She teaches them how to do everything.
Good, good, good. All right. Do anybody else any other thoughts on this? We all seem to be in agreement that I get it. People like being angry. He was playing to the crowd. He's a dumb guy. He has dumb shit to say, but he said it to the right people. Even the women there didn't like it. So good on them. Good on you, ladies, who didn't like that.
All the people saying that the Chiefs should boot him off the team, not one of them is in a red and gold shirt. I've noticed that. Nobody wants the Super Bowl winning kicker off the team because of some sexist shit he said at a sexist college. Nobody's who's a fan of the team wants that guy off the team.
Not even sexist shit. He did. He had to go anti-gay too because he's so insecure.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's insecure in his masculinity. But it is funny. I saw one, and I did then Google and research to see if I could find anything else. I did see someone say, "Didn't you fuck a dude in college?" Like, and then and I had one guy. He put out a great video where he showed Harrison in all his fancy outfits and saying, just for the record, this is the guy that says pride is bad. One more time. This is the guy. And he looks gay. Like,
did he actually sleep with dudes in college?
That is what I was trying to research. Someone came on and literally asked, didn't you fuck a dude in college? And then I went like, did Harrison fuck a dude in college? And I can't find anything to confirm it. Like more rumors, just one person trying to get it out there. So we can't verify.
Googled it. He did fuck a guy in college, but then he hit him in the face and said, I wish I could quit you. And he hasn't done anything like that since.
Harrison Butker addresses the allegations. He slept with a male cheerleader in college. Hooking up with guys in college doesn't make me a hypocrite.
Wait, that's wildly specific.
This is a fake thing.
Okay.
So it's a fake Twitter saying that doesn't make me gay to hook up with a guy in college. This one says bombshell accusation. He hooked up with a male cheerleader in college, but it was reported by The Blast, So it's just, like I said, I think someone saw what I saw and then tried to turn it into a story. And now it is a story, which is, bombshell accusation made, but there's no legitimacy to it. And the video
You have to be a closeted gay dude to be homophobic and dislikable. You know what I mean? I think you can just be an asshole on your own. I don't think you need to have the closeted gay guy backstory. I could just think you're a jerk. You know what I mean? Just because you're just being a dick for the love of the game. No pun intended.
All right. This one. Okay. Let's go to light news because it was not big. This one just took me by surprise. Crew trapped on Baltimore ship 7 weeks after bridge collapse. Because holy shit, I didn't see that one coming. Like, the bridge was big news, and then we jumped to the next news story, We haven't thought about the bridge in Baltimore in forever, but a couple days ago, this drops like, oh no, they're all still on the boat, just sitting there. Like, holy shit! I hope they all play solitaire or poker, or maybe not strip poker, because it's all dudes, and that would piss off Harrison Butker, but man, you're talking, people want to go on a cruise, this is worse than that COVID cruise that couldn't find a dock.
That's true. I mean, it shows you what pieces of shit we are in this country, because both sides of our media, immediately when this happened, started going, well, is this Biden's fault or is it Trump's fault? And none of us were like, hey, is everybody okay on that boat? I know they're people from another country, but like, can we get those guys some more water or maybe some shit to get them off of there? It was like, no, it's Pete Buttigieg. No, it's not Pete Buttigieg. It is Pete Buttigieg. And nobody's like, hey, can we, there's people on the boat. Maybe help them.
Oh, Mike, I just saw this. For the time being, the crew has been given SIM cards and temporary mobile phones without data included. So they better have wireless or they're just fucked.
What scumbaggery is that? Who is sitting there going, you know what's an untapped market in the phone industry is stranded crew members on vessels that have hit bridges? Oh my God, no one's advertising to them yet. Let's parachute in some of our phones. We could get them prepaid plans. Just wait, figure out, do they have credit cards still? Were they stranded with their credit cards? Because we can't, you know what I mean? I don't want to airdrop these to fucking, you know, essentially homeless men on this train. I mean, or what do they call trains in the water? Boats. Yeah, I don't want to do that. We can't get paid.
Wayne, thoughts?
It's absolutely wild. When I first saw that, I was like, yeah, well, why? Of course, why would they not still be on there? But just the fact that, I mean, I don't know what the FBI investigation is. Do you know what that's all about?
Well, just overall, because people got worried that it was a terrorist. Why did the power go out? You know,
I think everybody knows it's not a terrorist thing, but it's like, well, how can we prevent this from happening again, on accident?
I know the FBI investigates that. I think that the FBI is it. But are we so worried about illegal immigration that we can't tell these, it's not many of them, we're under 50 crew people. We can't say, hey, visit Baltimore. We shouldn't pay for it, but, you know, their company should put them up in a hotel, maybe let them walk around a bit. Got to be fucking going batshit insane boredom.
Let them off the boat and then just, you know, only let 14,800 or 980 people over the border that day and make up for the difference.
Yeah.
You know, we could be all right.
Put some ankle monitors on them.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you how good it is to live in a country that has had unions. The company that's like, hey, wait a minute. No, fuck that. That's not coming off of our dime. They got a whole boat. Let them. It'll be like a free cruise. Fuck them. Let them stay on the boat. What are they going to do? Strike? We kill people to try to unionize in this country.
That's true. I said it was less than 50. It's 21. 21 dudes. So that means even if they are hooking up to alleviate the boredom, there's one lonely guy that got left out of this. You know, if you could have 10 couples of dudes that are like, well, you know, like prison. It's not gay in prison. It's not gay on a boat when you've been trapped for seven weeks.
Okay, so I assume that they were trapped and couldn't get off of there. Are you telling me they could get off? It's just no one will float them a fucking hotel bill?
Oh, fuck yeah, they could get off. It's not like the boat's half collapsed in the water and they're trapped in an air pocket. You know,
assumed that's what was going on, man.
No, they're just, nobody wants to claim them. They can't sail the boat out of the harbor. And, you know, they should be off there. The boat's stuck because the bridge is down. We're still trying to clear debris. That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, float a ferry over and, you know, there are many ways off that boat.
Okay.
I'm surprised one of them hasn't tried jumping yet.
I thought they were trapped. So, yeah, I mean, what's the fucking deal? Why doesn't the company
trapped is a word meaning trapped by two governments that, you know, our government hasn't said, come on into Baltimore, and their government hasn't said, all right, let them off the boat. We'll fly them home. Like that, their company should be paying for their flights home. But whoever, like you said, with unions, their company is like, well, let's just get 21 more different dudes on a different boat. And, you know, like they're sort of forgotten is what the whole point of the story
That's
is.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
The last thing I saw, they were going to let them off five at a time with an escort or something. I mean, I don't know why.
You see an Orioles game maybe or something. Is that?
Yeah.
With a handler. Like I said, put a fucking ankle monitor on him, and there you go. You're like, hey, if you want to walk around the city, just tell him not to go into East Baltimore because that's where they filmed The Wire. Or if you're big fans of The Wire, go take pictures and say, oh, this is where Omar got shot. You know, like,
yeah, like let him go for a little trip. I don't think they're worried about these guys just disappearing in the States. I mean, these guys are from Singapore and shit, right? Like,
yeah, it's not like, yeah, well, yeah,
no. Now, like most of the people that come here, like over the border illegally and stuff, are coming from like places where the cartel's trying to kill them and shit. You know what I mean? Like they're
these guys have
they're
jobs.
Not from Singapore.
They have well-paying jobs.
Good job. They're not going to go like, hey, listen, I could keep working for an international shipping company. You know what? I'd rather pick grapes for $4 an hour and have no fucking rights because I'm undocumented. They're not taking that trade off. You know what I mean? Like their thing is like, well, no one's floating us a hotel bill, so I could either be homeless in America or on this boat. I guess I'll take the fucking boat, man. It's just, you know, you'd think their companies would pay for a hotel or something, because I can't imagine there's a lot they can do on that boat in terms of getting it unstuck. There's probably not a ton of maintenance to do because it looks like it's one of those boats with a fairly small crew because you're just shipping a bunch of containers that are that are kind of their own.
I don't
think
they have a big rec room. I think they have quarters, a mess hall, and that's about it. You go to work, you eat, and you go back to your quarters. So they've got to be pretty fucking batshit insane bored by this point.
Although, I don't know, man, how does it say in there how long their trips usually are? Because, I mean,
it's usually
several
weeks.
Over the world.
Yeah, it's usually a couple. So, yeah, 2 weeks.
Coming from India, I'm sure it's probably looking at a couple months.
You're looking at a long time. So it's not even like this is that different from what their normal job is.
Maybe.
It's just the boat's stationary instead of moving, I think.
It's 5 knots an hour.
The biggest difference here. Yeah. It's
all right.
When
they get them out, they're not going to have, I think that the ship is obviously damaged, but I think they're concerned about the ship actually being able to get back as well.
Yeah, they are concerned about that. The whole point is it can't get past the bridge and can it make it home? Yeah.
I mean, I think they're just going to have to turn it into some kind of tourist park. You just go there. You know what I mean? You drill through the little shipping containers. You make little swirly slides, things like that.
This one's going to get me in trouble, but I'll say it anyway. It's like a less honorable Pearl Harbor. You know, you've got Pearl Harbor with great honor. You leave the boat there to show what the men died for. And this one just sort of like you leave it there as a looky-loo for to take pictures.
That's right.
The shittier, less patriotic version of Pearl Harbor.
I'll never forget the day that ship crashed into that Baltimore Bridge. And everyone was like, Jesus, I didn't know they came down that quick.
I already did forget that day. I don't remember what day it was. I know it happened, but I couldn't
look
tell
at you.
What,
you're so unpatriotic.
I couldn't even tell you what month it was. Was it March or April?
Shit, I don't know. What are you going to, you know? What am I? All right. What am I, the
next
Rain Man
story.
Remembering these dates?
Here we go. This is the big one, guys. Sean Diddy Combs slammed by 50 Cent, Aubrey O'Day, Emily Ratajkowski over a video of him allegedly beating X. All right, I love two things.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun here.
Go ahead.
And claim that that guy, clearly P. Diddy in that video kicking that woman, is guilty of some kind of, I don't know, assault or battery. And I don't want to get sued. You know, a lot of people just look at videos of guys doing things and assume that they did it. Not me. Not
See,
this guy.
That's my. That I said. I have two favorite things about this story. One is allegedly in the title. I have seen dozens of news stories about this. I would say 99% are not using allegedly. 99% say video surfaces of P. Diddy doing this. P. Diddy did this. He did it. He is guilty of doing this.
Wait.
That's what they all, this one, they don't want to get sued. They're going, but my other favorite part of this,
you know,
story,
why that is though. You know why that is. Did you notice where it's from?
No. Where did I grab it? Oh, Fox.
Good old Fox News. Yeah.
Good old Ari Ben Stewart lost $700 million Fox News. Yes.
Yup. Everything is allegedly from now on. They came back. You know, the fucking head editor was just throwing this back. Hey, did you say somebody did something? No, you throw allegedly in front of everything. I don't give a shit if he is kicking a woman in the head while holding up a picture of his own birth certificate next to a copy of today's newspaper. It is allegedly. It is alleged. No, I ain't kicking out another 700 Bs because you forgot to say allegedly. No,
M's,
sir.
Millions.
No. Oh, yeah. What am I? Yeah.
But yeah, still, no. Good fucking catch. They are not going to get caught with their pants down again. Not after that. Well, then my second favorite is still, I mean, let's find out who did this. So we know it's Fox News. Bree Stimson. Bree Stimson, God bless you for writing this article, because when P. Diddy or anybody abuses a woman and is a horrible piece of shit like that, the video is disgusting. What I want to know, what I need to know, not the facts. I don't want to know what the facts are. I want to know what other celebrities think of this. So thank you for bringing Emily and Aubrey and 50 Cent in, because that's the hard-hitting news, the hard-hitting opinions we need. Hey, P. Diddy did something horrible. What do other celebrities have to say on it? What's their take? Thank you, Fox News and Bree Stimson, for bringing that in.
Well, it makes sense. Again, Fox isn't going to ask their own reporters' opinions. No. They've had to pay enough for stupid shit their reporters have said. No, ask anybody. Ask 50 Cent. Ask 25 Cent. Ask negative $10. Whatever. Any of these SoundCloud rappers.
Sean Hannity can just be the intro, like, hey, P. Diddy may have done something. Let's bring a celebrity on to see what they think. Yeah. Wayne, go ahead.
My favorite part of the video is him holding up the towel the whole time. Like, if I had the balls to just beat the shit out of somebody and I had a towel on, I just let it fly. Let's go.
That's the least of my worries, like, at that point. Towel origami in that video. The fact that he's doing all that and the towel stays on, wildly impressive. Not saying it outweighs the beating the girlfriend, but I was impressed with him for his ability to assault and batter while keeping a towel on the entire time.
Well, I'm going to go. I didn't notice that. I didn't think that. I was just thinking, like, wow, this is fucking horrific. But now that it's been brought up, I am going to say he possibly did that because he wants to keep the myth of the black man going. Because what if he had dropped it? And what if P. Diddy isn't packing? What if he's got a little dick? I think P. Diddy has a little dick.
Of course, dick.mpeg.
If he had a big dick, you'd think he'd want to drop the towel and be like, hey, everybody, check out how hung I am. Yeah, I'm not ashamed. You want some of this. Mine's down to my knee. Me, I'd keep a towel up just because I'm embarrassed. Like, oh, now you've seen how small I am. With the towel, you keep the illusion. Wayne, good call. I think that's what he was doing. I think he's maintaining the illusion. I think P. Diddy has a small penis.
I don't know. I think he's packing. Go ahead.
I was saying, if he had anything substantial there, he probably just use that as well. You know, like, whipped her with it.
Yeah. Be like those weighted ropes that people.
Just for the record, I refuse to call him P. Diddy anymore. I've been referring to him as P. Diddles.
I don't even remember what his name was. Was it Puff Daddy? I just call him.
Yeah, it was Sean Combs, Sean Puff Daddy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy.
Yeah, he's changed it so many times that I've given up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's packing, though, man. He's been filmed way too many times in these parties. I think it would have came out. It would have, if nothing else, one of his victims would have, if nothing else, been like, also got a small dick. They would have just totally Stormy Daniels'd him and put his tiny pecker on blast.
Good point. Would have made the
just
news.
Like the Epstein witnesses. You know what I mean? If he had a little egg-shaped Epstein dick, by golly, we would have heard about it.
All right. Revealed. Magician David Copperfield accused of sexual misconduct by multiple women. Okay, two things. One, I thought this happened years ago. But two, the reason I sent you this story is because of the very first sentence, which I will read now. The celebrated American magician David Copperfield has been accused by 16 women of engaging in sexual misconduct. Celebrated? That's the one that got me, right? Like I thought the story was old. I thought he'd been credibly accused multiple times before. When did he become celebrated? He's a goddamn rabbit out of the hat guy. Sure, he does it well, but do we really celebrate magicians now? Is that what we're doing?
I think he was the first big one, wasn't he? I mean, he made the Statue of Liberty disappear by slowly turning a platform, but I mean...
Yeah, he's had like a Vegas show forever.
He has, but... Is he celebrated? I thought it was just like, oh, magician David Copperfield. Oh, yeah, he's really good at that. He's not really an icon. He's a celebrity.
He is. In magic? Yeah, sure he is. He's like the biggest magician there is, man.
Yeah, if you were to say name the top three magicians, you got Houdini, Copperfield, and maybe David Blaine.
Penn and Teller maybe could get in there.
Penn and Teller, maybe he might be shadowed by them, but.
All right.
Yeah, but even then, his Vegas show, I think, was going longer than theirs, or at least was bigger or something.
Sure, but it's still rabbit out of a hat bullshit. I didn't know we celebrated.
Okay, yeah. I get not really giving a fuck about magic, but if you do give a fuck about magic a little bit, David Copperfield's got to be in there. You know what I mean? I mean,
he's definitely top three. Maybe the problem is I've had sex. With multiple women, and so I don't care about magic. You know, I'm married.
I haven't, and I love magic.
Yeah, I don't focus on magic.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to non-virgin explain magic to people that like magic is what you're doing. That's bullshit. Trying to convince people that David Blaine ain't the GOAT, just because, or David Copperfield.
See, that's how magical, interchangeable they all are.
Up my magical Davids, okay? What do you want?
Anybody any comments? I honestly thought the accusation, anybody want to talk about either of it? The accusations, there's something in here I thought that said, yeah, 16 women went public in 2018. This all started. So how is this coming around again? Did we never Like, how did Harvey
he
Weinstein?
He was on Epstein's Island and stuff. He was Epstein knew him real well.
Yeah, it's down here separately. Face scrutiny because of Associated killed.
Yeah, see, that goes back to you don't get to be friends with Epstein unless you're the goat at something. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be up there to hang out. Epstein don't just give any rabbit out of the hat guy a plane ride to Pedophile Island. You got to be a hell of a magician to get the kid did a Lyle. It's he made it there.
Fair enough. All right. Have you been following this story? Detained U.S. soldier allegedly stabbed by Russian girlfriend before doomed visit. Have you been following the story of this guy, either of you?
Here's another alleged, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was watched on tape.
What? Who wrote it?
No, Daily Beast. Dan Ladle Hall. Daily Beast. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, okay.
This is great. Is there a South... First of all, my first thought when this hit the news was when he got detained in Russia in the first place was, holy shit, it's one of these Russian seductress women spies that we've been hearing about. Because it was like 2 weeks ago that was big news, the Russian women spies and how they trap American soldiers. And I'm like, ooh, this is one of those stories. And it turns out, no, it's just a crazy Russian woman that he met in a prostitute bar, and he's married, and he's a bit of a head case. And this just makes it better. It's like she stabs him, but he wants... Given what happened to Brittany Griner, a basketball player, you are going to be a member of the U.S. military and go, yeah, I should go visit Russia. What's the worst that could happen? I mean, even without any back and forth between him and a girlfriend, they probably had their eye on him no matter what and would find him and throw him in jail for no reason. You know, you don't even need the girlfriend saying that he took $100. Did she say he took $100 or something? How crazy, insane do you have to be to say, yeah, I'm going to go visit my girlfriend in Russia? Bad idea, Jeans.
He shouldn't have had a Russian girl. I mean, do you ever see Orphan? You can't trust him.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
On him.
That's right. Although, I don't know. I heard a review of that movie from Tucker Carlson. He said that girl didn't do anything wrong. So I believe him. That's what I think it is, man. I think this guy's just a Tucker fan. He was like, I saw the video of him over there and the supermarkets looked nice. What? I wanted to go. Tucker said it would be great. He said nothing bad would be happening. Now I'm getting stabbed by some Russian prostitute and I'm getting thrown in jail.
How come Tucker didn't warn me? Here's the best part. It happened during a surprise video call to a 6-year-old daughter in Texas. He was in South Korea. His mother is saying this. This story is from his mom. So he's on a video call with his 6-year-old daughter in Texas, and out of nowhere, got into a fight with his Russian girlfriend, which escalated into screaming and bloodshed.
So she came in and saw a 6-year-old girl on the Zoom, and she was like, who are you talking to? Who is this whore? You cheat on me? You cheat on me, American dog? And she just stabbed him. No, it's my daughter. Oh, sure. It's your daughter. I'm not falling for that. You are filled with American capitalist lies.
I hate to judge people, but I do it anyway because I'm human. I've never gotten into much less an enormous shouting match with any woman I've ever dated. You know, I've had arguments, but never like screaming. I'm pretty sure if I'd ever been with anyone that stabbed me, that would probably be the end of that. I'm not going to go definite, but that would probably be the end of the relationship. So I love the timeline on this because they're in South Korea on a video call, get into a fight, stabby, stabby. She goes home to Russia, and he wants to chase her down to visit her and try and make it work out. Good call, dude.
It's
now
romantic. It's a tale as old as time.
It's the next Disney movie. Why? Disney, oh, I bet they should put this into production, like turn it into an animated film.
Yep. Nadia and the General.
Well, I think he's a private. I don't know. If he's that way, I would say a lot about
General.
The
they probably would have
moved him up to General.
If he was a General, they would have made some kind of Brittany Griner deal. I'm like, all right, fine. Here's another arms deal. Just give us back to Brigadier General. God damn it. Why couldn't he have been a private? This is private like activity, sir. What were you doing? Why were you chasing down a Russian hooker who stabbed you while you were talking to your daughter over Zoom? Come on now. I would expect this out of an E5 or lower, but what are you doing?
All right, final story. Steve Bannon's going to jail. Will it happen, or will he? He ordered to jail. This is exciting news.
It's pretty hilarious. He will only go to jail if Trump loses the election.
Yeah.
If not, he's getting pardoned.
Didn't Trump already pardon him once for something?
Yeah, it was his last thing he did. Last day in office, he pardoned Steve Bannon.
Meanwhile,
the J-6ers who were patriots trying to overthrow the country for him, he didn't do shit for them. He didn't say anything about them for 2 years, didn't pay their legal bills, didn't try to pardon him while he was still in, but now they're still sucking his dick again. I don't get it.
Well, because he's smart. He didn't do it for 2 years because he said, oh, I can campaign on that. So now it's the campaign trail because he has said, I will pardon all those patriots. He's
doing
smart.
It now.
What's that?
I think he was trying to avoid legal ramifications for the first couple of years. I think he probably had people in his ear going, bro, you could do like serious prison time for trying
maybe,
to overthrow
but it's
the
also
government.
Very smart to wait and promise them and say, hey, if I get back in office, when I get back in office, I will pardon you. I mean,
but then why wouldn't you wait and do that right away? You know what I mean?
Because you
right
have to wait. You have
office.
To wait because now it's
no,
the
you don't have to wait
trail.
2 years.
What?
You don't have to wait 2 years.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do because this is the home stretch. You got to start pounding. You got to get these people excited. If you do
yeah,
it,
but
it becomes a dead message.
That?
If he says it from the get-go, they say, why didn't you pardon me on your last day? Now they've already forgotten because 2 years have gone by because they're not smart. That's why they love him in the first place.
Okay, so then why didn't he wait until after his last day to say that? Why wait 2 years? I think he's worried about
said.
Legal ramifications.
That's what I just said. January 7th, he comes out and says, I'll pardon the 21st. After Biden gets sworn in, on January 21st, if he starts campaigning and saying, oh, if you elect me in 2024, I'll pardon everybody, they're going to say, dude, you could have pardoned us yesterday. You have to wait 2 years because these people have short memories and are stupid. So that when he says now, I'll pardon you, they'll go, yeah, he'll pardon us. They don't even think back to it. Well, why didn't you already do it? That's in the past. If you say it too soon, they'll say, why didn't you just do it? Now that it's 2 years later, they go, yeah, he'll pardon everybody. They forgot that he didn't do it in the first place. That's how fucking dumb these people are. That's why
but
you
wouldn't
wait.
They wouldn't they still remember that he hadn't under that
no,
same logic?
No, because they're
well,
stupid.
Then
why weren't
you talking about it after year one? Why wouldn't you like they would notice the same thing? Like you would think.
It's the home stretch of the campaign trail. We got a few months of the election. You start hammering this home. You get the base fired up. They have
no. Here's
memories.
What I think. Here's what I think. I think he was hoping to avoid legal ramifications. He sees he's already getting tried for this shit anyway. I might as well double down and go all in. That's what I think happened there.
It could be Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, I think he wouldn't have said anything because, like you said, he's avoiding legal ramifications. Because, like, if I was to say, "Hey, go protest," and then people started breaking into a building, I'd be like, "Not you guys. The ones out here, you guys are good." And he never said
right.
He never said do what they did. Right?
Yeah, but
why would you want to pardon them?
Send them there. Yeah, exactly. He's playing dumb essentially for that first 2 years and going. I just told him to go down there and hang out. You know what
that's
I mean?
Not it's dumb. Like, yeah, that's what he said. He said that. Pardon.
But it's also like, yeah, but you told these people that you lied and said that they stole an election and that basically you don't live in a democracy anymore. What did you think they were going to do? And he would have to answer questions like that if he was going to try to be like, oh, I'm going to pardon them now. You know what I mean? He was hoping to avoid that. And then after 2 years, he saw I'm already facing the legal ramifications anyway. I might as well go all in, try to get reelected, and then pardon myself. I think that's his only thing right now is trying to pardon himself.
Oh, shit. We are out of time. I just remembered we had a comment to respond to. We don't have time. Fuck. Do I even have it? Let me see. Hey, Icon Observations. We'll try and get to your comment next week. He wanted to know about January 6th and how he thought, fuck, either way. All right. Sorry, Icon Observations. So Jake can be found at Jake Vevra on all social media. Twisted Cupid every Thursday Night Live. I can be found at NathanTimmel.com. Wayne, tell him when you can be found before we get cut off.
Thanks for being on, too. At Wayne Russell Comedy on Instagram, and also I run a podcast, Open Mic Pain, with Anthony and Wayne, where we talk about coming up in the Boston comedy scene.
There you go. All right. We're going to get cut off, so thanks for joining us. Jake, see you next week. Bye, everyone.
I believe Tucker Carlson. P. Diddy acted in self-defense.